Ron, messages like today's can often be confusing to people who believe in a loving, merciful God. You hear things like, how can a God of mercy unleash such devastating wrath on a world he claims to love? How would you respond to that question?
Well, Brian, I think the place to start is in Genesis when Adam and Eve sinned and God banished them from the Garden of Eden. On the surface, that may seem like too great a punishment. But in truth, it was an act of mercy. Had God allowed Adam and Eve to remain in the garden, they could have continued eating from the tree of life and lived forever in a state of broken fellowship with God. They would have been redeemed by Jesus, of course, but they never would have died, which means they could not be raised up again, spotless in their new glorified bodies. And so it was an act of grace, not condemnation. While the last days of planet Earth are not an exact duplicate of what we find in Genesis, the two share one commonality. God is graciously revealing to us now what will take place later. In the meantime, he is being patient with mankind, giving everyone on Earth the opportunity to repent. And in the end, when he pours out his wrath, the purpose will be to once again give the world one last chance to repent. God will demonstrate for all to see that he has literally tried everything. Patience, love, mercy, and yes, his wrath, to get mankind to come to him in repentance. Having tried every possible method, all will know that God exhausted every possible resource, and that he is not to blame for anyone's final destination. What we see in Revelation is sobering, and in many cases downright frightening. But to this point, God has tried everything to reconcile the world unto himself, including coming to Earth and dying for our sins so that we wouldn't have to. The last days of planet Earth, as revealed to us in the book of Revelation, are but one final attempt to draw people to God so that they might be saved from the eternal wrath which will follow. God has already paid the price for sin on Calvary. Let's not forget that. His merciful delay in executing his final judgment means that no one can accuse him of being unjust or unconcerned.